Breakfast Republic on 2FM
with Baraka Performance. Keeping you ahead of the game mentally and physically.
Different to Petrol Princess.
No, we're doing Petrol Princess is totally different.
No, it's ruined.
It's totally different.
Oh!
There's somebody at the door.
Good morning.
It's Ed Harrell from Morning Gloryville Rave. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
First of all, tell people who you are, why you are, a little bit about yourself. I'll give you a chance to put your headphones on, I suppose.
Thank you.
There you go.
So my name's Ed. I'm from Morning Gloryville, Dublin.
Yeah.
And it's a morning rave, which is happening in CHQ tomorrow morning.
You don't look like a raver. Where's your glow stick?
Oh, well, I'm in my work attire. So. I'll have my glow sticks on tomorrow.
So it's a rave that people go to before they go to work.
Yeah.
And it says here there's no alcohol, obviously no drugs, and it's just great coffee, great fresh smoothies, and just people...
Yeah, exactly. So the whole idea is that it's just a positive alternative to the morning commute or the gym. Get on the dance floor before work and go to work really energised and buzzed.
So you're telling me when I normally go to my rave on a Thursday night and that goes on to like 6 a.m, I can go straight into your rave?
I should be careful what I say there. You could do if you wanted to, but most people are there for the healthy buzz, the positive vibes, and just feeling good and in the moment and ready to take on the day afterwards.
Do you get a lot of people going?
Yeah, so the first event which we had in July, we got about 350 people to. Yeah.
People love raving.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
The second one and the third one, which is tomorrow, will have about 400 people at it.
And where is the event tomorrow?
It's in the CHQ building in the IFSC.
And is there a fee to get in? Just to let people
know? Yeah. So it's €15. You can buy tickets online via our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Or Brown Paper Tickets, or you can buy tickets on the door.
That's a pretty good idea.
Where did the idea come from? Where did it all start? Why would anybody think, oh, let's have a rave in the morning before we go to work? It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, so it started in London about a year ago by a group of people who thought it would be fun to sort of challenge the normal daily routine of sitting on a train or a bus or whatever and just have some fun in the mornings.
Mm.
And it's gone really well over there. They've got about 800 people going every month in London. And it's now in 12 cities all around the world. And Dublin is... by far the most successful city, apart from London. So
we love a good rave. Will you be playing music like this?
Yes.
Scooter? A bit of Scooter?
What is this? The 90s?
We'll play it just for you.
Here we go.
Okay, all right.
All right, take your top off, everybody.
It's not that kind of a rave. And what kind of music or who DJs? Do you get any special DJs in?
Yeah, so tomorrow we've got some very special DJs. We've got La Galaxy.
Oh, wow.
They're coming down to do a DJ set in King Kong Club.
Brilliant.
Coming down to do a set. So the music will be really eclectic, but it's about universal dance floor fillers rather than sort of cool staring at the floor, boom da boom da boom. You know, so
yeah.
There's something for everyone there.
Will you have any GABA? Any ragga?
We'll have anything that you want.
Okay, cool. Hard house?
Probably not.
Okay. Can people bring their children?
They can, as long as they've got the ear to fender things on.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool.
You're hoping it's going to be like the pod days that you used to go to back
What are you talking about?
Are you guys going to come down, yeah?
Yeah!
If you play this, we will. Come on, everybody, in your car now.
Should we have a little rave every morning, don't we? We play great tunes and Bernard takes his top off at least twice a week.
Okay, well, you have to take your top off tomorrow, Bernard.
Yeah, but come here, tell me this. So what time does it start at?
It starts at 6:30.
Whoa.
Yeah, finishes at 10:30. Come in when you want, leave when you want.
Between 6:30 and 10:30.
Exactly.
And what's the story with the massage and the free hugs
Do you want a free hug now?
Oh, I just wondered. You know.
So, you know, we like to give people a warm welcome, so everyone gets a free hug when they come in.
Yeah.
You can get a free massage, which you book in for. There's yoga lessons. So it's just the whole idea is that you get a really positive start to your
day. Can you just get hugs off the good-looking people?
What are you saying?
No, but you know what I mean? Like if you go and you go, oh, I don't really fancy a hug off. her or him? Can you like move on to the next?
Can I just say men are better huggers?
We've got some pretty people that you can hug.
I'm sure you
men, it's more comfortable to hug a man when you get men that are just amazing huggers. I will say that. I've met guys who I would hug all day. Yeah, they are just hugger. Honestly.
We're not hugging birds.
No, but I'm just saying not Keith's bony. He's got a bony structure. But it's
we are not hugging.
It's so awful. It's bad when you feel bones when you hug, isn't it?
It's beautiful. One more time. When's it on? It's tomorrow morning, 6:30 in the CHQ building. Is that right?
That's right.
Great
and
idea.
You can get tickets available, brown paper tickets.
Yeah, brownpaperticket.com and through our Facebook page as well.
Ed, thanks very much for coming in.
No
enjoy
problem,
it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. A bit more scooter!